Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of A Happy Moment. My name is Dan. Glad to have you with me today. I recently had a chance to watch a few horror movies, and they all just happened to be from the 80s, hence the name of this episode. And I just wanted to talk about those a little bit. Starting off, we have The Prince of Darkness, directed by John Carpenter. You'll see some familiar faces in this movie if you've watched Carpenter's other movies, namely Big Trouble in Little China. And there's also a priest who's one of the main characters in this movie. He's played by Donald Pleasance, who you will recognize as Loomis from the Halloween series. So in this movie, we have a canister that's in the basement of an abandoned church. This canister supposedly contains the essence of Satan. And the priest calls on an old colleague who is a university professor to help him study this thing. So the professor brings some of his top students, and they bring in some technicians, and they set up shop in this abandoned church. And they begin to study this strange canister. The canister, or rather the fluid inside of it, begins to take on a life of its own. People start getting killed one by one by this canister and becoming zombified or possessed. We also have these, I guess you would call them cultists, who are outside the church. It's just ragtag group of individuals. They don't talk at all. They're just kind of silently stalking the people inside the building. They start picking off the people as well when they venture outside. One of these cultists is played by Alice Cooper. And this is kind of a little bit of a slower paced movie, but it does have a creepy vibe to it and a sense of foreboding that slowly builds up. Eventually, one of the possessed people inside attempts to reach into a mirror and pull forth, I don't know if it's supposed to be the devil himself or some other evil demonic entity. Regardless, it's bad news. She gets so far as to pulling out this clawed hand. That's when the female lead of the movie takes matters into her own hands and rushes the zombie person and launches both of them inside of the mirror, preventing whatever was trying to come out from doing so. Unfortunately, she also traps herself inside, and the mirror is broken, much to the dismay of the male lead in the movie, who was developing a romance with the female. Now, throughout the movie, the people that were staying in this church, when they fall asleep, they would have these strange visions or dreams, and they were receiving these cryptic messages, and they would see this image of a shadowy figure. And at the end of the movie, our main character is sleeping, and he has another one of these dreams. And he believes that the female is still alive, I think. And he's reaching out and touching a mirror, and he's hoping to pull her back. But we don't know what happens, because as soon as he touches the mirror, that's where the movie ends. So we are just left to wonder at both of their fates. But it is a very suspenseful movie, a little bit different than what we've seen before from John Carpenter. But I did find it to be rather enjoyable. Next up is Maniac Cop, starring Bruce Campbell and Tom Atkins. This movie is a little bit like if Michael Myers was a police officer. That's probably the best way I can describe it. We have these people who are getting killed by a man in a police uniform, and a lot of the blame has fallen on Bruce Campbell. Very few people believe in his innocence, but Tom Atkins is a detective, and he's one of them. And he's trying to figure out what's really going on here. Why is this cop there are the supposed cop killing these people, and he finds out that this person actually was a police officer at one time, but they were killed, or at least everyone thought he was killed. The one thing I wasn't too clear on was that the maniac cop, he was framed by people inside the police force, and that resulted in him being put in jail, where he has called nearly killed by the inmates there, who are all eager to take their revenge on an officer who put them behind bars. So I can understand why the maniac cop wants to kill the police officers who were responsible for him being there, but I wasn't too sure why he's also killing innocent people too, because supposedly in his former life, he was really good at his job. So I'm not sure why he's just indiscriminately killing now, because he's a maniac, I guess. Like I mentioned, though, he has a little bit of the Michael Myers in him. He doesn't talk at all, and he's very, very tough to kill. The movie actually ends on a bit of a cliffhanger where supposedly he's finally killed by Bruce Campbell, only to discover the body is missing. And there are sequels to this, which I have not seen yet, but I would be interested in doing so. Next up is Hell Night. This is a movie starring Linda Blair from 1981, so it was after she starred in The Exorcist. Hell Night is about a college fraternity who has some new pledges who must spend the night in this creepy old abandoned house where supposedly the father went crazy and killed the rest of his family. And Linda Blair is one of four students who have to spend the night in this place. It's like an old mansion, and it's the yard outside is surrounded by a tall fence, so they are locked inside. And there's some creepy noises and stuff that start to happen, but they soon discover that it's actually a bit of a prank. Some of the other fraternity members are in there with them trying to spook them. That begins to backfire a little bit, though, as we learn that not all of the family was indeed killed, and they are not very happy about these kids being there. One by one, the students are slowly picked off. After all the pranksters are killed, the villains turn their attention towards the four people who are staying inside the house. One thing I liked about this movie is I thought they did something a little bit different with one of the characters. He was one of the guys in the house, and he wasn't really presented as a main character, but he actually finds a way to escape. The survivors are with him, and he's telling them that, oh, don't worry, I'll be back, I'll go get help. Like, he's in this big hurry to get out of there, and so you're thinking, okay, either A, something's going to happen where he gets killed and doesn't make it out, or B, he's just going to be like this cowardly guy who just runs away and doesn't give a crap about anyone else. But he actually goes to really great lengths to try and get help, and he eventually has to take matters into his own hands, but he does go through an ordeal, and he does come back, and he actually kills one of the family members. And he was really close to saving the day, but he actually turned out to be pretty heroic, which I wasn't expecting from him. And it's always neat when you expect something to happen in a movie and they throw a little twist at you. But because of his actions, Linda Blair is able to escape and kill the remaining bad guy. Of the four movies, I'd say this one was probably the scariest. Definitely had a creepy atmosphere about it. The villains themselves are kind of like these big, hulking, deformed people. So overall, I'd say it was a fun movie. And the last one is Night of the Demons. And this one shares a little bit of a similarity with Hell Night in that it's about a group of teens who are going out to this abandoned, supposedly haunted house to party. Unfortunately for them, things don't go as planned, and this demonic entity is awakened and possesses one of them, who in turn begins to possess the others. And in this one, there is a mysterious brick wall that appears outside the building so that everyone is trapped, no one can escape. The demons are pretty creepy looking, and this movie does have some cool scenes, but overall I'd say it was probably my least favorite of the four. The demons are kind of annoying. They're the, you know, they chase after you, but then once they've got you cornered, they move like incredibly slow. And at the end, a couple of the characters actually are able to escape and climb over the wall. One of them was trying for what felt like forever, though, and the demons are like all gathered around, like just clawing at her feet. And it's like, okay, they've done all this other superhuman stuff throughout the movie. Now they can't just jump up a little bit to fully get a grasp on this woman's leg and pull her back down. So I don't know, just little stuff like that kind of annoys me. I also wasn't really clear on the ending. In the beginning of the movie, we see this old man, and he's kind of grouchy towards some of the kids, but maybe it's with good reason, because a few of them are kind of tormenting him a little bit. But then he's also grouchy at one of the nice ones. And we see him again at the end of the movie, and he's being grouchy again towards the kids that survived as they wander through town. But then he goes home, and he's killed by his wife. Not sure why. I don't know if she was secretly a demon herself. Doesn't make sense, because it seems like they were confined to just that one house in the surrounding area. So my only other conclusion is that she killed him for being grouchy. I don't know. It was strange to me. She like poisons his food, or either poisons him or puts razor blades in it. I don't know. But he dies horribly, and I just don't know why. If you've seen the movie before and you have a good explanation, please let me know. I'd like to hear your thoughts on it. This movie has several sequels as well, but not really interested. And I did talk about these movies in the order that I liked them. So starting with Prince of Darkness, then Maniac Cop, Hell Knight, and Night of the Demons. And although I had never seen Night of the Demons before, there's a little bit of a history I have with it. When I was about 13 years old, maybe, my friend John liked this movie, and one time he was spending the night at my house, and he brought Night of the Demons with him, and he wanted to sneak out of bed at night and go watch it in the living room. And I'm like, no way, I'm not going to do that. The cover of the movie with the demon on it looked too creepy to me, and I wasn't the sneaking out of bed type, so I didn't watch it. But he successfully snuck out into the living room and watched it late at night. And all these years later, when it popped up as a recommendation after watching a different movie, I thought, well, I'll give it a shot. So I'm glad I finally checked it out. Not really my cup of tea. It wasn't really anything that stood out to me in these movies as far as the kills go. All four of the movies did feature someone dying by having their neck snapped. Three of the movies, with Prince of Darkness being the only exception, have someone who got killed by being thrown off of a building. Hell Knight did have a cool death at the beginning where a woman gets her head cut off. That was kind of a neat visual, but everything else in the movie was pretty standard fare. I don't have a whole lot of time to watch movies, so I just wanted to do a quick rundown of some ones that I watched recently. If you have thoughts on any of these movies, I'd love to hear your feedback. You can find me on Twitter at A Happy Moment Pod. You can also interact with me on YouTube. Just search for A Happy Moment Podcast. And I'll see you guys next time. Take care.